This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We've got the man himself, Texas Rangers President of Baseball Operations, Chris Young. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're good. How excited are you that after doing a press conference, you get to answer more questions from media people?
Well, I'm always happy to answer questions, especially when it's about, you know, our team and our future. So I appreciate you guys having me on.
Okay, so one of the questions about the future, and we've talked about this a lot. I'm curious if you can walk us through the strategy at all. We know Josh Young looks like he's going to be a fantastic player. Evan Carter, we've seen him be a fantastic player. How do you plan for those two as being a big part of your team going forward, while also knowing that unfortunately both of them have missed a lot of time due to injury?
Yeah, it's a valid question, and it's something that, you know, it's our job as a front office to account for injuries as part of a roster construction and to be able to fill in the gaps and supplement in areas where guys may go down. And that's just not that's not specific to Josh or Evan. That's everywhere. It's the starting rotation. It's the bullpen. And every team deals with that. You know, every playoff team right now lost a significant member of their team at some portion of the season, and they were able to sustain that or withstand it because of the depth of their club and their 40-man roster, or they made an external addition at some point that allowed them to overcome. And so I think that's the challenging aspect of roster construction. And, you know, we came into the year, we felt like we had a relatively good depth within the organization, and we were hit with two injuries with Evan and Josh in the first, you know, really 2 months of the season, or even 6 weeks. And actually, that was a time period, too, where we didn't have Nate Lowe at the outset either. And so you couple that with, some guys that were off to slow starts, and we got behind the eight ball, and we just didn't have enough guys that had kind of their big years, so to speak, that could fill in the gaps. Josh Smith did an unbelievable job and stepped up and really elevated us in a way that maybe we weren't expecting. But when you have that many issues in terms of injuries and underperformance combined, it's just really hard to build the depth to the level that's needed. And it's one of the things that we have to keep in mind moving forward.
Chris Young, join us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. What do you... For this team and for overall baseball, what do you envision the future of the designated hitter to be? Because it looks like there are a lot of different ways to run it out there right now.
Yeah, there are. And I think, you know, one, staying open-minded is something that I think is important. I never want to get there are no absolutes within the game, and so I never want to get really pigeonholed into having just one specific way of doing it or one philosophy. I think we always need to be open-minded and ways we can build the roster. But my general philosophy is that unless there's just an absolutely killer, dynamic, impact hitter who can't play a position, I tend to like to leave the DH spot open for a number of players to rotate through the DH spot as a way of kind of lessening their workload, giving them off days, whether that's Corey, maybe even Marcus moving forward, Adolis, at some point maybe Nate Lowe, Josh Young, get these guys off their feet by DHing. But also having a versatile piece who's a really good player who can also DH as well. And so, but that said, if the right bat is out there and somebody who's just a high impact bat who really doesn't add a whole lot defensively, you know, we certainly will be open on that as well.
I'm really fascinated by the hierarchy of baseball based on the way you were kind of answering that question. If it is somebody like Semien or Seager, and obviously somebody who takes pride in their position, do they ever see it even as like a one-day demotion if you're like, hey, we just need you to DH today, like take a break out of the field?
You know, it's a great question because one of the things that makes guys like them great is they take pride in playing on both sides of the ball. They like being an offensive player and a very good defensive player as well, and so they want to be out there defensively. And some guys will tell you it keeps you locked in mentally too, where you just don't have four at bats and then you go back and kind of sit and wait for your turn to bat again. So, you know, there are challenges that come with DHing, but one of the things I love about our guys is that they want to be out there, they want to play defense, and they believe that being out there defensively makes the team better. That said, I do think it is a way to kind of give guys, you know, a partial day off and get them off their feet just a little bit. And maybe help them even relax where they don't have to be locked into every single pitch defensively the way a good defender is.
Chris, obviously we mentioned earlier Wyatt Lankford, rookie of the month, player of the month, ended the season very strong. I want to know from your perspective as a front office guy, how, I don't know if nervous is the right word, but Wyatt Lankford changed his stance slightly, changed his hand placement slightly where he started his hands, that adjustment ended up really working out. How much do you like or go, oh, is this going to work in the middle of a season making a somewhat major mechanical adjustment?
Yeah, Mike, it's a really good question, and it really depends on the objective that you're doing like that. I mean, obviously, if a player's going really well, you really don't tinker with something that's working. And so with Wyatt, he felt like he wasn't performing at the level he was accustomed to or could perform, and therefore started making some mechanical adjustments, and those mechanical adjustments worked and they paid off. And really, with all of our players, when we make an adjustment, it's just trying to get them to be the best version of themselves. And normally we have a baseline or a blueprint for what that looks like. And so we have objective data that helps us with these adjustments. Back when you and I played, it was more trial and error. And sometimes you felt like you were chasing your tail a little bit, making adjustments, not sure if you're making positive or negative adjustments. It's more scientific now. We have a lot more data to help and biomechanical analysis that can help in terms of making these adjustments. And that's what we really rely on.
When it comes to Wyatt Lankford, he is turning into what a lot of people now use, whether it's Mookie Betts or Ronald Acuna Jr., and I know that he's not there yet, that those guys end up becoming leadoff hitters. Do you see Wyatt Lankford in his future being a leadoff hitter for you?
I mean, I don't rule that out at all. And you know, those are unbelievable comps, and it's awesome to hear his name mentioned with those guys. I'm not quite sure it's fair to Wyatt, as those are real high expectations for him, but I don't rule it out. I believe he can become those guys. And
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And be a great player. So in terms of the leadoff or, you know, hitting 2, 3, 4, I mean, he's going to be a top of the order hitter. And moving forward, there's no real limitations in terms of what this guy can achieve. And I'm just excited to watch him grow. And I'm so happy he's doing it in a Rangers uniform.
I think we were all really excited when we heard you in the end of season presser just a little bit ago talk about how you're not going to use the TV contract as an excuse for this could happen, this didn't happen. But I was curious, with players like Robertson and Yates, who we all thought were phenomenal this year, who are unfortunately probably due for a raise, if you think you'll still have the budget to potentially bring them both back.
You know, I don't know that. I can't answer that exactly at this point. My hope is that, yes, we will have the budget to do that, but I can't say that for certain. And really, our job, if we don't have the budget, is to go out and find the next Robertson and Yates that are going to come in and maybe a little bit undervalued in the market and come in and perform and put them in a position to succeed. And those guys are out there. There are plenty of free agents out there who are going to have great years that are going to get maybe below market deals. And so we need to be ready and prepared. And our scouting department does a tremendous job helping us identify those players. So, but Kirby and David have been so impactful, and we would love to have both of them back, as we would a number of our free agents, especially Nathan Eovaldi and Andrew Heaney. But I'll have more clarity in the coming weeks as to where our payroll is going to be and what we may or may not be able to do in the free agent market.
I don't know if you can answer this question or not. Can you tell us anything about where that clarity comes from? Is it just a matter of fact conversation with the ownership? Are there other things pending that you're waiting on finding out? Like, how do you get more clarity on that?
Yeah, it's conversations with ownership, and obviously we have some uncertainty with our RSN situation. It's been well publicized, and really the impact of it over the last year. It's unfortunate for the industry. A number of teams have gone through it, and it's a tough way. I am sympathetic with our ownership and the challenges of trying to run a business, not knowing what your revenue may be, especially a big piece of your revenue. That said, my job is to construct the best baseball roster that I possibly can, and we've got a great core in place, and I'm really excited about the group we have returning, and I'm excited about the resources that we will have to supplement that core roster. And so, you know, I'll say this, there are no excuses. I mean, my expectation is to win, and that's how Boach feels, and we'll do the best we can in terms of the resources we have, but I am confident that we will come back with a winning team next year.
Well, I think what Kevin's also saying is, as soon as you know those numbers, he'd love to know them because he loves accounting, and he'll help out in any way he can. See why? So that's the goal.
In fact, if you want to go have the conversation for me, I'm all for it. You can go sit in my place and then just let me know what I have to spend.
Hey, we'll connect off air. I'm great at budgets. I really am. We can figure this out.
I love it.
I was kind of curious because we saw some exciting stuff from Rocker and Leiter, and I was kind of, what's the vision for them and how integral will they be in the starting rotation next year? What kind of opportunity are they going to get?
Yeah, well, the opportunity will be earned. It's a performance-based game, and but while both guys had pretty good Septembers, it was fun come into camp and earn their spot on the team. And what the rotation looks like going into camp, we have on paper right now really four established starters, and but I don't know. Maybe we sign a couple more guys, maybe we don't, maybe they're trades. I have no idea what that looks like at this point, so it's hard to commit to anybody making the team, especially a young player with specific to Kamar and Jack. That said, they're talented enough to do it. They showed some real ability in the major leagues here at the end of the season, and I'm excited about both of their futures. And I believe they can both be mid-rotation starters relatively soon here. We need them to be. And so this offseason is going to be important for them to continue to develop, continue to improve, to come in hungry, and to earn their spot on the team. But what we saw, especially that last game in Oakland, where the two combined for the complete game, it was really cool to see. I mean, these guys were college teammates, and then they, we lost the game 3-2, but there were a couple bad breaks that Kamar had that led to the three runs that they scored. Jack came in and threw, I think, four scoreless. And so it was really fun to see those guys competing and showing that they're capable of being major league players. Now we need to see a level of consistency with both of them that will allow them to stay and perform, over time here and help us win.
You'd mentioned, obviously, the starters you have or hope to continue to have with Eovaldi. Is it the same basic timeline as you were talking about with the budget earlier? So after I meet with the ownership and tell you what the number is, then will you chop it up with Eovaldi? Because we get the sense he wants to stay here, but I realize this is a financially driven business.
Yeah, yes, we will have conversations with Evo, and we will do everything we can to retain him. And there may be limits as to where we can go, and I think he deserves every dollar that he gets in the free agent market, and I hope that that's with us, but I can't predict how that's going to play out at this point. But very soon here, we will have discussions.
Well, Chris, you're the best person to ask this question to. Your number one prospect now is Sebastian Walcott. And I've heard from people, oh, I don't know if he's going to be a shortstop, when he makes the major leagues. And I know he's super young and made it up to Double A this year and had a great second half of the season. What do you envision with Sebastian Walcott coming up?
Well, yes, the progress that Sebastian made this year, I mean, he got off to a little bit of a slow start, which is normal for guys in their first full season. And then to see what he did after that is really, really impressive. And it's just so exciting. He's a tremendous athlete. Mike, whether he stays at short or not, I can't predict at this point. That said, I think we'd like to leave him there as long as possible to find out. I don't want to place limits on him. But we do believe in the bat. It's got real impact, extreme exit velocity, and just an aptitude, and all the things that you look for in a young player that he does so naturally. It really suggests he's going to be a very good major league player. We just need to give him time and make sure that we don't rush him, that we don't impede his development by putting him in a position that he's not ready for. But I'm very confident that Sebastian will be knocking on the door here at some point within the next, a couple years. It could be sooner. It may take a little bit longer, but this kid is going to be a very good major league player. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.